Lawyers for the opposition United Democratic Party earlier today filed their formal election petition to the highest court in the Gambia, that's the constitutional court called the Supreme Court, to challenge the December 4th presidential election that shows incumbent president Adama Barrow winning in a landslide. They are claiming they want the court to nullify the result and, if possible, declare Usainu Dabo as president. So the lawyers are saying they have evidence to back up their claim.
And what is some of the evidence that they, have produced or they're going to produce in court to show that there was a widespread rigging?
According to the petition that I personally saw, one of the claims is that they use the chiefs, the alcalul, and the local government authorities. And by constitution, those people should not participate in the politics. So they said they also, you know, bribe, you know, electorates by giving them milling machines to, you know, influence them to vote for the NPP. Another claim submitted by the UDP is the fact that, you know, they promised these local government authorities that they will be provided salaries after the elections.
Now, is this the first of its kind appeal to this court, to the Supreme Court in the Gambia? Have there been any previous appeals in the past elections?
If you recall, in 2016, when ex-president Yahya Jammeh was defeated by current president Adama Barrow, Jammeh claimed that, you know, the election was rigged, and then he wanted to take the matter to the Supreme Court of the Gambia. But then what happened was that the Supreme Court, which consists of at least 7-6 judges, you know, were not in full. You know, so it could, his petition then could not be heard in court because there was no quorum at the Supreme Court. So when the new administration came in 2017, there was what we call Gambianization of the judiciary. So all the 6 appointed justices of the Supreme Court are all Gambians now, meaning the court have a quorum to, you know, to sit on this particular case. So this is not the first time. Yahya Jammeh has attempted it in 2016, but he could not succeed, you know, leaving him to go into exile in Equatorial Guinea. So basically, according to many experts on the ground, this is a test for our new democracy. So people are now resorting to legal, you know, processes to ensure that, you know, their grievances are addressed. If you remember, during the nomination, the IEC, which is the electoral body mandated to conduct elections, rejected some of the candidates. So they went to the High Court, and the High Court ruled in favor of those aggrieved parties, ordering the IEC to include them in the presidential election. But the IEC, in turn, you know, did not apply the court order. So basically, Gambians are, you know, testing the courts now to ensure that there is rule of law, justice, and, you know, human rights.